toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I didn't have it on my list of things to talk about to discuss telemarketing tonight, but that's how Free Talk Live can go. Sometimes you call in and, you know, the whole direction of the show can be changed. We had a gentleman call in last hour who was having a bit of somewhat of a moral quandary. I mean, not enough of a quandary to stop him from doing what he's doing. He's working as a telemarketer, and he's doing fundraising for a major political party. Oh, sorry about that, Allie. You can just
joining us. I think some people would definitely have a problem with that, like not believing either party and promoting a party they don't support. But if he's fundraising for them, exactly. Some people would not feel comfortable with that. But if he's doing it already, he seems to be comfortable enough with it. He wasn't, you know, crying about it or anything.
He's just doing his job. But what does that mean? That it's okay to do something as long as money's involved?
Well, there are a lot of people who do that, Tally. I mean, there are certainly plenty of police who will say things like that, that they're just doing it to feed their families. And, you know, it's hard to blame somebody for doing something that they feel like if for whatever reason they feel like there aren't any other options, or that this was a job that was relatively easy to get and it pays very, very well. Some people are willing to put their principles on hold in order to do that. Maybe you wouldn't be able to do it, and I would have a tough time with it as well. I remember when I was younger and I was looking into getting a job in sales that I just thought was just too high pressure for me. I didn't want to do that level of pressuring people, and so I wouldn't take the job because it was just not right for me. I couldn't just justify it.
What kind of sales?
It was electronics sales, and I was working in Kmart at the electronics department at the time, and certainly had I taken this other job, I probably would have ended up getting, you know, making more money if I'd done the work.
Is it because you didn't believe in the products you were having to sell to people?
That's not necessarily it. I just was at that time uncomfortable with doing the level of, high pressure sales that they wanted out of their out of their salespeople. That company is now out of business, I didn't do it because I just had too much of an issue with it. Have you guys ever come across that in your careers, your various different paths, where there was just some sort of job that you took a look at, you were really considering it, and then something about it just made you turn away from it?
I guess so. I think that I've felt like I couldn't handle a certain job because it seemed like too much responsibility for me, or I wasn't ready for something like that. But I think that was just me kind of wimping out because I was afraid to like start something new and not be good at it right away. But any job I've ever done has been intimidating at first, and then eventually it's like easy and just I don't even have to think about how to do the job, just how it goes. It's what I do every day.
Yeah, when I first got out of the Air Force, I took this job with an organization. It was a nonprofit that took care of old people. And so I was just doing computer work for them in their, I guess, dozen-person office. And then over time I learned what they did, which was they said that they would provide all these meals to old people. They were they looked terrible. Like they had, like, canned Bluebird grapefruit juice and just things that would stay on the shelf for a while.
Like cheap meals?
Yeah, like, I guess, Meals on Wheels or something. Yeah. And then there's a Christmas end of the year banquet where they had like real silverware and like a chorus come in and their board of directors showed up and like, you know, you guys are feeding old people this terrible stuff and you're, you know, living high on the hog here. And I just, you know, I quit.
Wow. I saw an example. I remember when I worked at a dry cleaners one time, the owner was helping her friend sell these T-shirts, and the T-shirts were called Peace Frog, and they had this like animation of a frog, like in different themes or something. Like there was like a rainbow frog, and there was like a hippie frog, but then there were like U.S. Marines Peace Frog, and like U.S. Navy, and all of them,
yeah.
All the different military branches. Yes, and I thought it was so crazy, and that was like half of the shirts too.
Wow.
So I just thought it was funny, and I ended up like saying something to my coworker. It got back to my boss, and she was like, "I hear you don't like the shirts," but I wasn't actively trying to sell them. Like, I'm not going to actively try to sell something I don't I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I wouldn't be the kind of person, I don't think I could do telemarketing for the Democratic or Republican parties.
I don't think I could do most telemarketing, period, just from the stories I've heard about the scummy companies, the offers that they'll be making to people that are, let's say, questionable at best in a lot of cases. Now, we do have Carson on the line. He's somebody who, and he's calling from Ohio, he says he's done telemarketing in the past, but one of the jobs was where you were calling basically warm prospects, prospects who were former magazine subscribers. You were looking to get them to resubscribe. So you weren't just randomly picking names out of a phone book. In this case, these were former customers you were trying to kind of bring back into the fold. Did you ever do any of the more questionable work in telemarketing, Carson?
I got offered a job, Ian, kind of like with you. I got offered a job, higher pay, better hours. But I just didn't like it because they told us that it was okay to exaggerate as long as you didn't out and out promise someone something, but you could hint towards it. Basically, they were like, you could let people read between the lines, and if they assume something that wasn't 100% accurate,
then too bad for them.
Oh, yeah, too bad for them. And I just said,
fire beware.
You know what? No, I will stay with what I'm doing. And then I ended up having some medical issues that caused me to just cut down on my job hours, and I switched to a part-time job that was doing something else. But no, the reason I called in was just because I had a bone to pick with you, Ian. You said with the last caller, the guy who was working for the telemarketing company.
Yes.
You made some kind of comment about senile people donating to the Democratic Party, and it more sounded like, you know, you were suggesting that in order for the Democrats to get donations, they're kind of like hoping for the senile people.
Oh, no. I would have said the same thing about the Republicans. He was just happening to call because he was fundraising for Republicans. Carson, the context of that discussion was that we were talking about how, we were just kind of wondering aloud, how is it that these telemarketers get people to give them money? And the suggestion that I was making was, well, maybe, you know, because we don't know anybody who would likely respond to calls like this. But there must be people out there who do respond to it. So what kind of people are they? And I suggested that people who were going through dementia or Alzheimer's might be good targets for for political fundraisers.
My whole thing, though, is that there's a attitude, at least in the Ohio Liberty Movement, which is all I can speak to, that if you support the Democratic Party, you're brainwashed or something. And I just wanted to call in to provide an alternate point of view from someone who is a self-proclaimed minarchist and who believes that there are certain things the state should do that are essential, but not nearly as much as what it does now, that in our current system, somebody who supports liberty views and wants to support a political party, you know, usually supports the Democrats because they tend to be a little less odious than the Republicans, maybe by 0.001%.
It depends on your perspective. It really does. You know, Carson, I would say that if there's something essential that needs to be done, the last organization that should be doing it would be the state. Thank you for the call tonight, though. At 855-450-FREE, that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Why would you want to put essential things in the state's corner? Why would you want them handling any of that?
Something I was going to mention during Ali's story on the FDA is, why would you want the same organization that wages war to, you know, be in charge of the drug supply
right.
and medicine?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of the drugs are over.
You tell us, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free line. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about healthcare, drug prescription pills, telemarketers. I'm sure, lots of them use drugs, by the way. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer. But fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that would be the Pro XPN toll free line. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. More on telemarketing here, especially if you've got a story that you want to share with us as a former telemarketer, or maybe you're still doing it. What are some of the things that you've been involved in? I'm sorry.
That sounds so judgmental.
Yeah, I've been close enough to people who've worked in telemarketing, and my friends have worked in telemarketing.
Most people, it doesn't sound like a super desirable job, so if they're doing it, it's probably because they need the money.
That is certainly the case. Sometimes the money can be pretty good, especially if you can sell in telemarketing. So tell your stories at 855-450-FREE. Now, here on Free Talk Live, I'm a big fan of the idea of the Free State Project, of getting people together in the same place who love the ideas of freedom. But not everybody shares that belief system. In fact, coming up here early next year in Las Vegas, January 23rd through the 25th, there's going to be a conference called Passport to Freedom. And at this conference, you're going to learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without even having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, and ways to quit your job and make money from anywhere. And there are going to be people in there who are also going to be taking the position that you shouldn't stay in the United States. There are going to be two sides sort of represented at this event.
Whoa, that sounds interesting.
The side of stay here and, you know, be as free as you can in the U.S., and then the side of get the hell out and live. Sorry about that. Telling you.
I don't know why I was pushing that. I have a third side, which is the U.S. out of New Hampshire, Maine,
secession,
Vermont.
Yeah, I like that too.
Self-determination.
So, I don't know for sure if there will be anyone there representing secession, but you could go there and speak in favor of it. Lots of great people will be there, including Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine. You'll get to see all kinds of great speakers who love freedom, but have different opinions on the best way to go about accomplishing it. It's going to be the very first ever Passport to Freedom event, and it's expected to be very intimate. You can go to passport.freetalklive.com to get your tickets today. Passport.freetalklive.com. So maybe you want to tell us about your telemarketing experience. You are certainly welcome to do that. Have you worked in the business? Are you familiar with how it operates? Because a lot of these operations, all you have to do is just go and type in telemarketing scams on Google, and you'll find all kinds of stories. In a lot of cases, some of the people being scammed are the employees, where they'll be promised that they'll be paid a certain way, and then the company closes up shop, and nobody gets paid. So there have been instances like that. I mentioned that there's a lot of drug use. I remember when I was a teenager, a friend of mine was working in one of these little strip mall telemarketing boiler rooms, and I went there to like drop him off or pick him up one day or something like that, and I was shocked at how much smoke there was in this office. I mean, it was
tobacco?
Like, yeah, tobacco smoke. It was these little old ladies sitting in there just puffing away on cigarettes.
Inside?
Yeah, inside.
When was this?
This would have been the mid-90s. So I don't know if
they're allowed to
that
do
would
that.
Be allowed these days. I don't recall if Florida has a indoor smoking ban for all businesses or just restaurants and bars. I know it was restaurants and bars like a decade ago, but it probably has expanded since then. But I remember just being shocked at the amount of smoke. It was just like literally you were sitting and working in this cloud of smoke. And for me, that was kind of uncomfortable. And I think for a lot of people, they would probably feel the same way. And having known people that have worked in that business, I know for sure that there's certainly a lot of people that use drugs. Let's go to, not that it's a bad thing to use drugs, but maybe abuse would be the right word. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Al's in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Al.
Hi.
Hey.
I just saw your post on Facebook there, and it gave me a flashback to over 20 years ago, a little job I had briefly in college. In a smoke-filled room full of these old-style telephones with the push buttons on them, you know, the classic bell phone. And we were encouraged to make up names that sounded like we were just a cop that lived in the neighborhood, and our job was to solicit donations for the FOP. County Sheriff's Association was also another one we call for on occasion.
Well, Friends of the Police?
Fraternal Order of Police, which,
which
disturbingly actually is a police union, and it's not like you get a call from the SEIU saying, hey, we want you to donate to our union. But the FOP actually is just a labor union. But the way that we
are those the people that give out the stickers that people think if they put in their cars it will keep them from getting tickets?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. Scummy. Hey, you want to do some role play? Do you want to like call us up? And
yeah. Call up Tally.
It's tough to do without the script in front of you unless you still remember it from those many years ago.
You've had so much practice.
It's been a long time. I was only there maybe a month or so, I don't know. But we were encouraged to make up kind of neutral-sounding names, never actually say we were cops. But because if asked, you had to answer that police aren't allowed to solicit donations. But the objective was to kind of come off like somebody who was there local so that they felt like, sure, I love the police. I'd love to give you some money.
Yeah, adding that little bit of extra social pressure. Like, maybe I'll run into this person who I'm talking to on the phone who's going to know if I didn't donate to their FOP thing.
But you weren't necessarily supposed to act like a cop, or were you?
You were allowed to give the impression, but you weren't allowed to actually say it.
Like, how would you give the impression that you're a cop?
Ma'am, my name's Dirty Harry. I'm calling on behalf of...
the FOP in your neighborhood.
Well, some people are going to jump to the conclusion.
Our officers, you know.
Some people are just going to jump to the conclusion. If someone's calling on behalf of the Fraternal Order of Police, the person on the other end might just presume, oh, well, I really appreciate what you officers do for my neighborhood. And, you know, if they, you know, you don't have to correct them if they say something like, thank you, officer, for your assistance. I really appreciated your help across the street the other day.
So in New Hampshire, a local police department had to tell people that the phone calls that they were receiving were a scam, but they were trying to say that they were the Fraternal Order of Police also.
I'm not familiar with this story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it was a scam where somebody pretended to
someone else was claiming to be raising money for the Fraternal... from the Fraternal Order of Police.
There's not really a whole lot of difference because most of the money actually goes to the telemarketing
outfit. To the telemarketing. Anyway, isn't it at least 50% on most of those deals?
Definitely. Yeah, you probably get maybe 10% actually goes to fund the union, which I don't understand why a union needs to call around and beg people for donations anyway. You certainly... You wouldn't respond to a call from the IBEW, would you?
They like political pressure, right? So they can campaign. Like in New Hampshire, they support the current governor, Maggie Hassan. So that's one way to get what they want.
So do the people who make the calls, who are actually sitting there working, do they just make the minimum wage? Do they make a commission?
There's commission usually involved. But tell me, what was your deal there, Al?
I think I stuck around through that we pay you X amount while you're getting going before I bugged out. I don't think I stuck around long enough for the commission thing.
So you got the introductory kind of trainee-level pay, basically?
Yeah, wasn't terribly enthusiastic about it. And
why did you end up quitting?
Around past that. You know, it's so long ago, I don't remember a specific reason for quitting, other than, I guess, the whole dishonesty of it didn't really... deal to me, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. I mean, the people running an operation like that who are encouraging you to skirt the line of dishonesty are obviously themselves not trustworthy business people, and you can't trust them to pay your paycheck on time. Thanks for the call tonight, Al. I appreciate you sharing your story. Have you been involved in telemarketing? What semi-scam or outright scam were you operating? Or did you actually have a legitimate telemarketing gig? There are some of them out there. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. And that's the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content that you see there on the website. Whatever you want to submit to the site, you may do so, as long as, you know, whatever it is. It could be a YouTube video, it could be blog posts. Maybe it's something else that you think is really useful online, a news post, for instance. You can even write your own post and submit that at freetalklive.com. It then appears on our site. It is then subject to your votes. You can vote up if you like, down if you don't, and go and get interactive. You do need a Reddit account, and you need a Free Talk Live website account. Both of those are free. It'll only take you a moment, if you're not yet signed up for those things, to sign up and then link the two accounts together. Makes it easy for you to get interactive on the site at freetalklive.com. And as I mentioned, ProXPN is our phone sponsor here. They're a virtual private network. It's global. That means you can connect to different servers around the globe, whatever one is most useful to you. Usually you want to connect to the server closest to you, but if for some reason you want to make it look like you're coming from Singapore, you can connect to Singapore or the Netherlands. ProXPN.com/FTL. What does this allow you to do, though? Well, one, if you're connecting to one of their servers, then to all the websites you visit, it'll look like you're coming from that location instead of your actual location. So ProXPN protects your privacy by protecting your location. They also protect your privacy by encrypting all of everything you do online. So before you, before whatever information you're sending out gets to the internet service provider you use, whether it's your cable modem company or DSL or whatever, they can't tell what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, probably logging every search that you make, and maybe in some cases logging them for as long as 5 years. ProXPN does not log what you do online. So, again, that's another major way that ProXPN protects your privacy online. And you can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. Also, if you're a Linux user, instructions are available. They're fairly simple, actually, to make ProXPN work for Linux as well. So whatever your operating system, there's a ProXPN for you. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. You can go and get signed up there. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So when you upgrade to the premium account, if for whatever reason you're dissatisfied, you can get your refund from ProXPN. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. They're pretty certain that you're going to like the deal. In fact, you can get 20% off of the price of their premium account for the lifetime of the account if you use code FTL20 when you get signed up. Again, proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And then when you're ready to sign up for the premium account, use discount code FTL20 and save 20%, or pay with Bitcoin and save 33% on the annual plan over at proxpn.com/FTL. We go to the phones, to the fun. Your thoughts are welcome on whatever you want. Dave, listening in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Talley, and Allie.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Talley. Hi, Allie. You guys were mentioning, we're talking about the Food and Drug Administration within the first hour, and I can't believe I'm going to mention this. I am heavily addicted to Monsters. I'm sure you guys heard of the Monster energy drinks.
I know people like you.
Yeah, because, you know, it's just a thing. Like, I've become heavily addicted to Monsters. Like,
how many do you have a day?
I would say about maybe like one or two, sometimes three.
Come on.
These are big cans, though, right? Like, what's the average can size that you're drinking?
The average, let's see, I even have a whole bunch of them right here with me. Because, like, there's a small one, and then there's the big one. The average is like 16 fluid ounces, and like the tall ones, I guess they're like 17 or 18, whatever, something.
16, okay. So a little bit larger than a standard can of cola.
Right.
But a lot more caffeine, right? Like Monster's got way more caffeine than a Coke, right?
I know people who are even more addicted to Monster, like have multiple a day, like up to 10 or more a day.
Now, is this because you work at a convenience store?
Right. We sell Monsters where I work, and so I just know people that are in and out all day buying
Monsters.
You're
saying the same person just keeps coming in and out of the store?
I don't even know what they do with it. It seems like they're just opening it and pouring it on the ground and coming back in for another one. Like, where is all this going?
No, so, Dave, let me tell you why I drink them. Like,
please.
Instead of me, because, like, you know, sometimes when I get mad at somebody, or because, like, I was supposed to go to a party sometimes, like a week and a half ago, like my friend and this girl who I really like, they went to a party and I wasn't invited. I was really, really mad and frustrated. So I got in my car. I was pissed. I was angry. I drove to the nearest Walmart. And I picked up, like, a whole case of Monster energy drinks. You know, I was walking around Walmart. I was pissed off. I was trying to walk off the steam because I was angry, mad, annoyed, pissed off, blah, blah,
blah.
We
get it.
And, you know, I didn't know who to call. Yeah. I didn't know who to call, what to do, or whatever. So instead of me, like, walking up to somebody and be like, oh, hey, you're, you know, and calling them a bad name and like, hitting them, which I did not do.
Wait, a stranger?
Don't
hit strangers or anybody.
Yeah. So, you know, I went down to Walmart and trying to walk off the steam, and I got myself a can of Monsters and just started, you know, drinking them instead of me.
And how does
that
help?
it helps me, you know, to cool off and relieve the, you know, it just helps me like pills, like, you know, like if you're like,
that's
like pills,
interesting, like that you know, a Monster would help somebody cool off. I mean, this thing's loaded with caffeine. If anything, that's a stimulant, right? I mean, so is it the fact that you're addicted to these things, that taking a Monster helps you cool off because you're so amped up because of your caffeine addiction that you feel like you need to have the caffeine to take the edge off?
Or cranky because you've gone without and you need
one. That's what I mean.
Cranky sometimes. I'm cranky sometimes, moody, whatever. But, like, you know, I just need them, you know, because, like, if I don't have them, because, like a couple years back ago, I would drink these other energy drinks. I forgot what they were called, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then I switched them to Monsters because I just need to have them, you know.
The thing that I don't like about energy drinks is that they have so much sugar in them. Like, I know they're tasty. It's like a tastier way to get your caffeine, but there's just so much sugar in there that you get the crash, but then you get jittery, like you don't have a lot of energy, but you've got the sugar crash going on, but the caffeine is still lasting. So I'd rather drink coffee, personally. If I had my choice.
Good for you.
The ones that I drink are the Monster Energy Absolutely Zeros, and the sugars, 0 grams of sugars. That has, you know, it's the
but
the
does it have that artificial sweetener stuff?
Read us the ingredients. Yeah, again, right there.
I don't know if we want to read that. It could be very, very long with complicated sounding names.
But yeah, I just need to have the monsters because, you know, because like I said, I was supposed to go to this party, you know, they didn't invite me.
That's frustrating. I can totally understand. I don't see how Monster is going to help you with that. Now, had you had a Monster yet earlier in the day? Like, at what time were you going to get the monsters? Was it late night?
No, because I already had 2 monsters already earlier in the day, like maybe like one around two, one around four, whatever. And the party was around like 7. You know, this guy who I knew and this girl who I really like, you know, they were going to this party. And said,
I don't know if we need to have all the details on where the party was and who was attending.
Yeah,
but I guess what it sounds to me like is that you're so addicted to this product that even though you'd had some earlier in the day, you feel like you have to continue to dose with it, and any sort of irritant to you brings out the desire to have more of it. And ultimately, Monster, the company behind Monster, loves people like Rockstar, I guess it is. They love customers like you.
I thought that was a different company.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I thought it was wrong. Oh,
they
yeah,
have drinks called Rockstar.
You're right. That's a different brand. But as I've heard, the Monster. Oh wait, I'm confusing Rockstar. There's Peace Tea, which I saw you guys drinking in
we
here earlier tonight.
Independently
delicious.
Brought it.
I believe is actually made by the Rockstar company.
Oh, I'm not aware of that.
As I understand it. Now, I don't know how much caffeine they put in those Peace Teas, but I mean, are you guys any different from Dave here? Besides that, you went to a recent party you were invited to. You know, is your addiction to caffeine any significantly different?
No, I would say that I'm more hardcore addicted to caffeine
than Dave is.
I'm gonna one up.
Why? Why do you say that?
because when I asked him how much he drinks a day, he said like 1 or 2, and I feel like unless he's getting caffeine from other sources, he's not telling us about.
Well, he
I
just
feel
said
like
he
that's
had 3.
Normal. Okay. Well, that day when he didn't get invited to the party.
Yeah.
So that's a bad day.
So what? How many do you drink?
I'll tell you when we come back.
We'll do that in a moment. Dave, thanks for the call, and thanks for bringing this up. I don't know what the solution is. There must be 12-step programs for caffeine addicts out there. I'm sure there's support available online. Thanks for the call tonight. All coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made?
Vapria e-liquid by LaSig is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here. Toll free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers over at FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. You get their free daily dispatch there and all kinds of great news. FreedomsPhoenix.com. We just had Dave call in a moment ago from New York, and he brought up what I consider to be, for a lot of people, a pretty big issue. And, Allie, you see this every day where you work at a convenience store. The same people will come in multiple times per day. Now, surely you were exaggerating when you said 10 per day.
No, I am not exaggerating. And sometimes they're buying two at once.
10 monster drinks, caffeinated or some similar beverage?
I mean, they could be also giving one to their friends, mm-hmm. and I'm not drinking all the... But I asked the guy. I didn't even realize how much he was drinking. Maybe exaggerated. But I said, how many of these... Are you drinking all of these? Like, how many do you actually consume in a day? And I swear to God, I am lowballing when I say... He said 10.
So this guy's paying the rent.
Yeah.
I mean, this one guy coming in there buying that many per day probably adds up to hundreds per month or
it's
whatever.
It's crazy. And
what kind of money is that? I mean, how much money are these things? These are like at least $2 a can, right?
Yeah, they're $2.50 at a
$2.50 a can. You're spending, $20 a day on caffeinated beverages?
The dude should learn how to make it himself.
I know. It seems like kind of a waste of money. I hope he doesn't hear this.
I'm on caffeineinformer.com where the Rockstar energy drink is 160 milligrams. The Monster energy drink is also 160 milligrams. It's a lot harder to find the caffeine information for the Peace Tea that you guys are drinking or were drinking earlier in the show tonight.
It's all natural ingredients.
Well,
you know that.
Well, I don't know if that's true. There's a very unnatural sweetener in there from what I understand. But... there's sucralose, I think, is in the Peace Tea. They don't give you a caffeine readout on that can, but there's no caffeine added to that drink, mm-hmm. so you're only getting whatever's natural from the tea leaves.
I'm more worried about the sugar in the peace tea and all these tea
drinks. I don't
think
they use sugar. Do they use sugar in there?
It has sugar.
Yeah, okay. Straight up sugar, not high fructose.
But they also have sucralose, right? There's also some sort of artificial sweetener that's used in the peace tea.
Well, yeah, what is sucralose, though? Is that genetically modified?
I'm not sure.
Picks up some of the bad stuff?
You will have to look that one up, Tally. I'm no expert on these things. But so it seems to me that the peace tea, if you're going to have a caffeinated beverage, is probably better than
I don't even count that as caffeinated.
But it
is. It's tea. I mean, it's caffeinated.
Technically.
Then the question is, how caffeinated is it? It's probably not as caffeinated as a Monster, but compared to a cup of coffee, probably more so, because that's what, a 20-ounce can? That's a fairly large can that it comes in. And so are these Monster drinks with 16 ounces. I mean, just the amount of fluid that you're consuming is pretty big and caffeinated as well, and the amount of money that
you're
spending.
Staying hydrated.
This is a pretty significant addiction that people have. And so I'm curious, Allie, this person that, or some of these people that are coming into your place of business and buying these drinks, do they just live nearby and they're just sitting around all day? Or are they working?
Because it's convenient. Well, the guy I was talking about, hangs out downtown, I think. It's like where friends hang out. But I know a lot of people who also work nearby, and that's like the main energy drink consumer is people who work nearby, and they're picking them up so they can get through their shift without being tired.
So what kind of energy drinks do they like?
So I have a lot of Red Bull and 5-Hour Energy and something like as concentrated as possible. Hmm. It doesn't seem like people really want to sit back and enjoy their energy drink. They just want to chug it down their throats as fast as possible so that they can get on whatever it is that they want to be caffeinated for.
Wow. Yeah, it's like the earlier caller who was talking about drugging himself for work. That sounds similar with caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel bad when you're selling people? I mean, do you feel like you're enabling them?
No. Well, I sell cigarettes, too.
Right.
No.
It doesn't bother you. Person, there's their own body. They get to choose it.
No,
would
it doesn't.
You sell heroin?
It doesn't. No, because
it
would be.
What if heroin were legalized?
If it was legal, I don't think I would. No, I don't think I'd have a problem.
No problem.
If I wasn't taking on any personal risk, then I don't think I would have a problem. But if I could say, no, I'm not selling you this, that's the only problem is that, a pregnant woman comes into my store, I'm allowed to say, no, I'm not selling you cigarettes.
Really?
Just because my boss says I can.
Have you ever done that?
No. It's never happened. I've never had a pregnant woman ask for cigarettes. But I'm sure I've had people give a cigarette to a pregnant woman that I sold to them. But what are you going to do? There's nothing I can do about it. I'm not responsible either.
So no moral compunction with selling people things that they could technically hurt themselves with. Over time.
I do.
You have a connection with that.
Yeah. So I catered something, and I thought of people like Little Debbie snack cakes, and they last forever. There's no storage issues. And so I was serving those for a while. But then I thought, well, these are garbage, and, these are people I care about, so I don't really want to sell them. I feel bad about selling them.
You changed your mind about that.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to start offering things that are better for them also.
So everybody's got their own personal set of strictures, right? So we've covered the idea of selling people possibly dangerous products that they can consume, and then also cover the issue of telemarketing, where some people are selling maybe some products that people really don't really need at all, but yet they're out there pushing them and making money off of doing that. So everybody's got their own level of tolerance. Maybe you want to share with us your experience at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Andy. He's on the line in Huntsville on Skype. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the NSA spying on World of Warcraft, but I can answer Tally's question about the sucralose and what is different from sugar.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Sugar's a chemical with an alcohol on or alcohol groups on it, and all they do is they take those alcohol groups off the sugar and replace it with chlorine. That's the difference. It's the same structure, but it's got chlorine instead of oxygen and hydrogen in it.
Okay, awesome. But what's the benefit? Why do that?
Just because it has no calories. I don't think it has any benefit. I'm actually really afraid of sucralose because most chemicals that are contain carbon and chlorine are actually really bad carcinogens, but this one's magically safe, so it's something I really try to avoid.
So you're not so sure, you don't necessarily believe that it's safe? what you're saying.
I don't think it's been around long enough. It's only been around maybe 10 or 15 years, so I don't think the data's out.
I mean, if it's similar to sugar, why would they bother even putting it in this drink? I mean, this drink that we're talking about, the Peace Tea brand, it already has sugar in it, so why add sucralose to it? That doesn't make sense.
Probably because
they want to lower calories.
Yeah, you may not, and sugar's really expensive, so you'd use a teaspoon of sugar in your tea, but you might use a tenth of a gram or something of the sucralose to get the same sweetness effect in it.
All right. I'm pretty sure sucralose is lower on the ingredients list on this Peace Tea than is sugar. So
most of the flavor to come from sugar, but just to give it the amount of sweetness that the average American consumer would expect out of a tea drink like this. These drinks are super sugary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's tough for me to drink energy drinks because they all pretty much have that sucralose stuff in it, and I really want to stay away from it.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
So what else did you want to share tonight?
Can I talk about a couple nights ago you were talking about the NSA playing World of Warcraft and trying to find terrorists there?
Yeah, it was pretty silly. They're literally, and we don't know how many agents were involved in this, but playing various different online games in Second Life as well, supposedly to try to find terrorists or intervene and find them plotting to do real terrorism in online video games. Really seemed like an excuse to play video games all day, which I'm fine with.
Great job.
So it was agents, or was it just the NSA kind of data mining everything?
NSA agents were literally in video games playing World of Warcraft.
Wouldn't they also data mine it? I mean, isn't that what the NSA does?
I don't know if they had the access to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. They were just supposedly in there looking for terrorists or something like that.
Yeah, I guess communications probably, trying to find terrorists communicating in the game. But it got me thinking, though, I wonder how many of your kind of the casual World of Warcraft players, the guys, not the guys that are playing it 10 hours a day, but the guys that, may play it 2 or 3 hours a week may just say, I don't want to play this anymore and, lose Blizzard a whole lot of business. There's about 10 million people that play World of Warcraft. They lost 1% of their business on account of this. That's 100,000 people that not paying the subscription fees to World of Warcraft.
Now, why would they be losing business on account of this? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Because people are worried that the NSA is going to be playing with them.
Oh, you think this news is going to be so widespread that people are going to quit playing?
And it'll be bad for business?
Well, sort of your fringe people. I'm not saying that, half the people are going to quit playing, but, it 100,000 subscribers is still a lot of subscribers.
I guess it's a good point. This particular form of publicity, the fact that NSA may be playing this video game, is certainly not good publicity, right? I mean, usually you can say that all publicity is good publicity, and maybe you could make that argument, but it's hard to imagine people wanting to sign up for the service after having found out that a bunch of spooks are in there. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Andy. More on the way with your thoughts. Welcome on whatever's on your mind. You can take control here in hour number 3, which is next.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.